So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Namukela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 24 kumpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
usingo lwakhe sibili lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye labana futhi ngingaze ngithi umgayeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu ephambili but engimva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthele ngeke.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-People's Democratic Union, umnumzana Christopher Sivindi, lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa egcwaliswa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo.
Sizwela-ke abahambayo abaya emakhaya ukuphepha, ukuphepha ezindleleni labasalayo besale beziphathe kahle beze bebuye siqale njalo unyaka singabantulayo sena.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye leziselizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Ababengabaphathi ntambo bakahulumente umnumzana Jason Machaya nomnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini besetheswa icala lenkohlakalo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Kheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-People's Democratic Union, umnumzana Christopher Sivindi, lamhla utshele intatheli izindaba ukuthi kaboni umongameli Mnangagwa egcwalisa isithembiso sakhe sokuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho oluza kwemukelwa ngumuntu wonke ngoba luqhutshwe ngendlela efaneleyo. UMavis Kamau sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Usibindi uthi sekuzambela uZulu weZimbabwe alungiselele ukuqondana lababubutho ababeka umlando wokusekela lokulondoloza ibandla leZANU-PF. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba wokuveza injongo yebandla lakhe ekuthini lizophathe kanjani kukhetho luka-2018 owenzelwe eHarare Club. Usibindi uthe kamthembi umongameli Mnangagwa ekuzigcwaliseni lezo zithembiso ngoba efana nje lobe ngumongameli eminyakeni yangemuva umnumzana Robert Mugabe.
Engawuthiwa into yokuzalana ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngizawuthi uyabe efana lomnawa. So usiko lwakhe sibili lezenzo zakhe lesibanjalo sakhe ngabantu banye labana futhi ngingaze ngithi umgabeni angaze abe ngcono ngoba yena umuntu ngumuntu owayephambili but engemva ukamkhaya angeke ngimthebe ngeke.
Usibindi uthi yena lebandla lakhe bazangena ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo bancintise kuzo zonke izigaba zalo.
Ukhetho sangena kakhulu kule nto esizibeke esidlungisayo kade sizibeke in place ukuze ma kubonakala abantu abathwele izibhamu kuthiwa bangama-war veteran ezindaweni sazi ukuthi sisebenza labo kanjani asivela singeke sikusebenze asisukuyekele kusenzakala.
La mazwi asekelwe ngesinye seziphathamandla eHarare umnumzana Onias Bebe othi kuvele kusobala ukuba eleZANU-PF lizanqoba kulolu khetho noma kanjani. Umnumzana Bebe uthi ukungeniswa kwababubutho kuzikhundla zokukhankasela ibandla elibusayo kungenye yendlela ezosetshenziswa ukubona ukuthi liyanqoba kulolu khetho luka-2018.
iZANU-PF izawina mabachiya amathiwa beyenza ama-sanctions bona becampaign ngapha becampaign ukuthi kona begijima bebesa lenza abakampeni bengakampeni. No, this guy is right. He's seen it ukuthi akula muntu la asiwaboni thina. It's just vote registering kodwa ke zivezele ukuthi bavotele ubani bavotele iZANU-PF bonke ababuregister baregistele ukuthi bevotele iZANU-PF. iZANU-PF yawina futhi next time, trust me.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uthembisa uZulu ukuba kuzoqhutshwa ukhetho ngendlela eyiyo inkulumo ahlezi engayo kusukela ingena esikhundleni sokuba ngumongameli welizwe. Kodwa abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo ahlezi esithi kumele kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo kuqala kwezemithetho yakhona yona abahlezi bekhala ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Ababe nga papatinta mboba kahulumende umnumzana Jason Machaya umnumzana Joseph Mate bengadlalela ikhisimusi ejele ngoba belokhu bevalelwe esitokisini beseteswa icala lenkohlakalo. Umnumzana Machaya wayengusiba lukhulu weMidlands uvalelwe esitokisini seGogwe Prison eGogwe Center. Umnumzana Mate wayengumphathinta mboga chalo kahulumende lwezokulima uvalelwe enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare. Abaphathintambo abambalwa ababotshiwe kunyanga edluleyo selokhu umnumzana Mnangagwa wathatha intambo zombuso esithi ufuna ukuqeda ukungathembeki elizweni. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monsora lamhla utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi iphephandaba le-Newsday alilobanga iqiniso elipheleleyo ngodaba lokwabiwa kwezikhundla kubandla le-MDC kanye lelo manyano we-MDC Alliance. Umnumzana Monsora uthi usechasisele ibandla lakhe ukuthi yena wayesithi i-MDCT izakhetha abazamela izigaba zonke elizweni kukhetho oluzayo, okutsho ukuthi kungakhethwa owe-MDC Alliance, owe-MDCT uzasuka amtshiyele leyo ndawo yokuncintisa. Uthi kachongo ukuthi abananzi umanyano we-MDC Alliance. Izolo bese kungani kuqhamuke kungazwisisani lapho umnumzana Tswangirai ethule umbiko obutshengisa ukucunuka okukhulu ngalolu daba esithi umnumzana Monsora ubezikhulumela umbono wakhe nje. Osomabhizimusi bamabhasi lemichova bathi ibhizimusi inhle kakhulu kulandela ukukhwezwa kwabo intengo yokuya emaphandleni ehlukeneyo. Intatheli zindaba yethu bathabile masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo olwenziwe yiStudio 7 emarenkini enkulumane complex kanye ledolobheni luveze ukuthi abahambi bayagada amabhasi lanxa intengo ikhweziwe. Usomabhizimusi oxoxe leStudio 7 umnumzana Andrew Nyengani uthe ibhizimusi inengi ngalesi sikhathi.
Sina sevele sikhwezile ngalesi sikhathi ngoba i-business yethu vele iba labantu abaningi kumbe ngathi le demand ngezikhathi zamakhefu. Yikho lapha lathi senza khona imali. Phakathi kwesikhathi siyabe siphomba ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi kulamabhasi ahambayo siye emakhaya. Yikho khathi sikhwezile ngoba abantu baningi abavele behamba le mpahla njalo ziningi. Sihamba sitshaya ama-trip engathi ngama-one way. Yikho sikhwezile le mali yakhona ngoba nxa siphenduka sivele emakhaya siphenduka kuvele kungela muntu.
Omunye usomabhizimusi umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthe imali yokugada amabhasi ikhwelile kuzo zonke indawo njalo ibhizimusi iyahamba okwenyanga yonale.
Misikula amalanga khanyakala iyahamba okweminyanga yonale uDisember kusiya kuJanuary ngoba kuyaphithizela abantu baye emakhaya, amabhasi bonke sikubhizinisi yetransport hayi kuyasebenzeka. But bakhala nge-transport ubana ama-price akhuphukile abantu ukugibela amabhasi besiya emakhaya ukuyabona izihlobo zabo. Ngaleyo ndlela lathi kunzima ukuthi sithi ama-price angakhuphuki ngoba khanyakala i-demand enkulu kakhulu ku-transport ebekuhambisa abantu ngendawo zabo ezijiyeneze emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Dudu Mdluli obegada ibhasi eya eKhezi uthi abanye abamabhasi abavumi ukubhadalwa nge-eco cash.
Mina ngiyakhala kakhulu ibhasi yakithi eKhezi lapha ikhwelile from $8 yafika ku-$12 singakakubali le mpahla khona lapho, so imali zakhona seziziningi kakhulu and bafuna le cash lokuthi ayithatha ngabukhathesi asazi. Siyakhala kakhulu ngentengo le, so ngathi uhulumende omutsha lo angayehlisa intengo lezi sigade ngama-price ayiwo and basivumele lokuthi sigade ngabo i-eco cash.
Evumelana lomdluli unkosikazi Maria Bebe uthe imali ikhweziwe kakhulu okuza kwenza ukuthi basale belohlupho lokuswela imali ngenyanga kaZibandlela oludume ngokuthi iJanuary disease.
Thina besigayela ukugada ibhasi ngama $10 nxa sisiya emakhaya konke kundawonye le luggage, kodwa kathesi sesitshajwa ukuthi umuntu ulele iprice yakhe le luggage le price yakhe okusuka kube nzima because imali yangkhona isukube ningi ngapha befuna icash. Abantu saye sesikhala singasela mali zesikulu izinto eziningi ngoba zasezifunakala ngoJanuary. Lokhu kunzima kakhulu, besingacela ukuthi behlise intengo kancane.
Osakhulayo obegada ibhasi eya eLupane unkosikazi Thokozile Nyathi uvumelane lo bhebhe lomdluli.
Tini intengo yamabhasi price yamabhasi selupani isichayile kakhulu. Ngapha bafuna le cash singalayo le cash yakhona. Ibhasi ekhwela isuka ku $8 isiya ku $12 becharge beza charge le luggage yodwa. So kusehlula kakhulu ngoba sebesifuna le mali yokuba chiyela ekhaya esigaya sesiswela lokuthi sibachiyele ngoba yonke imali yami siphelele emabhasi.
Ngamakhefu ekhisimusi mnyaka yonke, imali zokugada ziyakhwezwa mahlayana nje, njalo uhulumende kathathi manyathelo okuqondisa lokhu. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Linjani mahlabe zulu, linjani zulu kandaba. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuthi silethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe suku zonke ngo 6 a.m., 2 p.m. la ngo 7 p.m. eZimbabwe. Lisibamba kumakakasi ati 909 meter wave 4930 15580 la ku 6080 shortwave frequencies. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ku Facebook ukhasi lethule VOA Ndebele.
Land of sunshine.
AbeZimbabwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangayanga ekhaya sebeqalisile ukuqhuba amagigi ekhisimusi achiyeneyo kuqhonswa imiculo yasekhaya lemigido. Iningi labo lithi ikhisimusi enhle kuzihlobo labangane ekhaya. UBenedict Nhlapho sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Sekusele nje amahola ambalwa ukuthi liye kusele ekhisimusi kodwa kuningi labo eZimbabwe eJohannesburg amagigi ekhisimusi kudala eqalile. Iningi labo baphuma baya endaweni zokuzithokozisa ukugoqela iZuluk lapho othola khona bengamaqenjaqenjana uzwe nje ngomculo wasekhaya ukuthi laba ngabakwelikamzilikazi. Abanye baqhuba amagigi la ezindlini zabo. Amalungu enhlanganiso yabalobi bakithi ngabanye ababe legigi egoli. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Mesibundla laye obeyingxenye yala magigi uthi baquqa la magigi njengendlela yokuhlangana njengezalwane zeZimbabwe besemukela ukhisimusi.
Silefe well eyokuvalelisana kuphela komnyaka sijabula sibonga konke esesikwenzele sesilekiko. Sifisela ke abahambayo abaye emakhaya ukupheka ukuphepha ezindleleni nabasalayo besale beziphathe kahle beze bebuye siqale njalo umnyaka singabaphilayo sona.
Usonkondlo weZimbabwe waziwayo umnumzana Bongani Ncube yena uthi kunengi labo yiyo indlela abavala ngayo umnyaka.
Namhlanje kulusuku lokuvalelisana abaya emakhaya sibambisela ihlahla kubo bonke abayokwenza abazali emakhaya sibambisela ihlahla singathi bangadlala kodwa sise sihlangane futhi ngonyaka ozayo singabaphilileyo sonke siqhubeke ngomsebenzi omuhle esikwenzayo ukuvuselela ulimi lwakithi.
Nkosazana Sibonginkosi Ndlovu yena uthi lobanje bengaphumelelanga ukuya ekhaya ngezizathu ezijeneyo izinhliziyo zikhonale esihlotsheni lebanganini.
Ngifisela bonke abasekhaya abaya ekhaya uhambo oluhle futhi labasekhamba sisemkhisimusi omuhle labahambayo ngibabuye bekhumbule ukusebenza khonale belime bengaphilile ngasanaeiasiyabona.
Kuningi lala magigi kuyosiwa kudliwa zonke ezifele umlonyeni ongazicabanga kanti abanathayo inlimi bahle bazithwatike ezambeni ukuze babunkunkuluze kahle. Abagidi abona bathi liyazele ukuthi chatha elakusasa bengakabuquthi. Melestuno 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngingo Benedict Nhlapho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zika Mike Hove weStudio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kohlelo labasakhulayo, ngingu Mike Hove. Yo, bafethu.
sekulesikhathi singakaxhumana. Kodwa hayi sengibuyile uhlelo leuthandayo. Namhlanje kuhlelo siphatha udaba mayelana ngokukhethwa osekwenzwe ngu-retired General Chiwenga kanye lomnumzana Kembo Mohati ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli Mnangagwa kubanda elibusayo. Ngifuna ukuza ukuthi abontanga njalo umphakathini wakomthwakazi lithini ngalokho. Ngixoxa lo Zenzo Nyoni ongisakhulayo olwela amalungelo abontanga. Nyoni Nyoni, ngiyakukwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga Butwane. As young people, Butwane, we are very much concerned. For us, we are very much concerned. Yes, kusithethe kusifake esibangeni sokuphelelwa ngoba lokho kusithengisa ukuthi it's a clear coup eyenzakele elizweni ngobana ngokuthatha uChiwenga efakwe esiba engumsekeli kamongameli. Kithi thina njengobontanga kusikhombisa ukuthi kuyindlela obongwa ngayo. As of now, I say I'm esingathi it's an independent institute. It's an army that is biased, affiliate with the ruling party. And njengama-citizens, njengabontanga, kusithengisa ukuthi njengama-parties akhona, nxa uvele ungasela budlelwano lwe-army, awusoze uyenelise ukuma ukhuluma iqiniso njengesimeli selizwe esizama ukuthi silungisise ilizwe.
Singakhangela i-timeline ekhona since umongameli odlule umnumzana uMgabe washiya umsebenzi. A lot has happened. Isibonelo luhlelo lwabo i-Operation Restore Legacy esanda ukugqiba. Do you not think ukuthi ukungena okwenziwe yi-army kuyinto esesize abantu eZimbabwe?
Ngiyabonga ePut Mike. Lelo kahleqiniso kasivumelani ePut Mike. I think nxa yona i-ambitity is restoring in i-order or whatever legacy, it's automatically dismally to us as young people. Ngoba sibonile thina imbada diamond ibingagcinwanga uchombo ibigcine iarmy. We need to know ukuthi ama-diamond embada aphelela ngaphi. Abantu abahlukunyezwe abaxotshwa ezigabeni zabo namanje bayahlupheka labana bantu.
Yini umbono wakho mayelana lokukhethwa osekwenziwe u-retired General Chiwenga kanye loKembo Mohadi ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakamongameli kubandla elibusayo?
Kakhulu ngizakhuluma ngoChiwenga. I think now it's his turn ukuthi abongwe. Vele into ekade ivele i-strategize before, with my own understanding as an individual, because I don't foresee mina commander of army after what he has done as siba ngu deputy president of the country, and at the same time Major General Moyo like as siba ku foreign affairs. Already it tells us as young people that this is a military rule.
Ubona ngani ukhetho loluzabe lukhetho olukhululekileyo na njengalokho okushiywe ngumongameli Mnangagwa?
But Mike, asilabo ubufakazi obubhaliweyo kumbe sesibubonile esingathi thina uMnangagwa usithembisa iqiniso. Ukhuluma okokudinga ama-investors and more so sokule army amasotha amabutho, abantu sebehlebele panic yokuthi ngcono sibavotele ngoba laba abantu anilibona ukuthi ubayenze nomgaba umuntu athe engaphumiyo pho thina bazasenzani.
Hayi Nyoni, ngikuzwile kahle, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bekuhle ukuba la uhlelo ndaba.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Mike.
Bafethu, singakagqiba uhlelo wathi ngibala imilayezelo yenu elifake kukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele ebulenjini obe Facebook ngodaba lolu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngama-comments. Uthi Nasho Mkhoni uthi maybe bazatshintsha isimo somnotho welizwe lethu, bazaletha umsebenzi kuZulu wonke weZimbabwe. Umdluli nomduduzi Felistus Nonhlanhla yena uthi one vice president is all right. Mdluli, ngiyakuzwa baba. Umelusi Midlamini uthi sekuzikhanyela ukuthi kwakukhuphle. Ukhanya ngani eyi uDlamini uyavumelana kanye lo Nyoni. Hayi bafethu, isikhathi iso sesiphelile. Masidibane ngeviki ezayo, same place same time. Ngiyalifisela nonke ikhisimusi enhle, mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguMike Hobe. Lilale.
Sizweni uGibbs Dube esethulela ezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu.
Sengana masiko
wenziwe manje
lo baba mkhulu.
Ngokudaba kuhlelo lomasiko lokuphila kwabantu sizo zonke. Namhla ke sixoxa ngodaba oluqhathekileyo kakhulu, udaba lokuthi nxa uthando soluphelile endlini Paul uvuzelelwa njani. Nginahlehla ngoba ngilonkosikazi Rejoice Mncube ukhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Kuzobuya ke ubaba usikhumbuzo moyo laye ukhona ngale kwele South Africa. Mncube lichona njani?
Siyachona baba.
Ye baba moyo ungawuchona njani?
Siyachona njani.
Hayi kulungile moyo. So sikhaze ngawe ke Nkosikazi Mncube. Akuthi ukuthi uthando lungazolo phela sibe endlini. Luvuselelwa njani?
oya benga sela tado uvawa orogu mama la. Valu pela nga zonke. Kuya uuzo ba kutipenda futu kusi kupela nga ipi mpela giti.
Mm-hmm.
So ifu kupela angazi kuti nga kubela giti ni gati gati. Ngoba ve tipenda ifu kulokuti kuloku jolela na parati gibeke kanjala giti.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuthi ba sithi lese oro yibe ngijolayo oro ubaba ojolayo lapho yikho ugcina khona uthando lwakho nalungasekho right endlini.
Aha. Pho-ke kuvuzelelwa njani ngaso kunjalo?
Liyahlala phansi nobaba libize umuntu omdala then libike udaba lwenu libe selimchazela nalo umuntu omdala ngiyozolilungisa ke udaba lwenu ukuthi luba njani uthando lwenu luvuselele.
Ye, baba moyo uyazwela lapha-ke ukuthi kukhona khona okungahlupha kuvuselelwa njani nxa kunjalo?
Ukuthi kuyatshiyana ukuphela kwakhona lo ngakuphela kokuthi kukhona kokuthi khona indaba ekhona elihluphana eyenziwa ngomunye wenu phakathi kwenu yilo oluvuselelwayo kodwa loku kuphela kusolukuphelile ukuthi omunye kaliselalo uthande komunye hakusuka kube yinkinga luvuseleleko linjalo ngaze kungenela umuntu omdala kungenela ama-councilor ngabe luphelile ngeke kube kubambana ukuthi omunye uvele kasathandi yena uthando ukuthi alukho luphelile. Makuyinto yokuthi yinto encane nje elungisesekayo kufanele lilungisise yona leyo nto then kube sokubuyelelwana sokuyahamba kusiya phambili.
Ye, siyabona ukuthi-ke Nkosikazi Mncube esilungwini wezwa kuthiwa-ke ngisakhipho wami siyekwenza kulokhu kuthiwa yidina kumbe ngimkhiphe ama-out. So akutsho ukuthi yikho phela lokhu kuba seluthando ukuthi luhlale lukhona.
Hayi, lokhu ngezinye indlela kuyabe kuyikuhlanganisa ifu kumbe libe lingasakhulumisana endlini ngoba nayo liyifamily nayo lingekho two so ngayenza ukuthi ube yi-three, four, five akithi. So kuzoyenza ukuthi la ugcine injani ngixoxisana njalo kukhulule inhliziyo ugcine lawo leyana into iya ideda enhliziyweni yakho or kwinto ade ibambile enhliziyweni yakho.
Aha, baba moyo.
Uthando nginyamazane engingatsho ngathi uma ngiyidisayide ukuthi inkalakatha amanga wona amanga akaze abe right ukuthi omunye uyabe sephambukile entweni elalizithembisene ukuthi lizozenza yikho isikhathi esiningi okusuka kube yinkinga ukuthi ma kukhulunywa amanga wona amanga azavela abuya avele egcekeni so yiwenza abantu bagcine bengasawelelayo.
Nkosikazi Mncube.
Mina engikushoyo ukuthi abantu vele kulungile ukuthi if liphambanisana lihlale phansi likhulumisane nobunye wakho lixolisane kuqhubeke njalo ngothando.
Lambafitshani baba moyo.
Ikakhulu uthando lwami sukwakhiwa ngomama ukwenza into ezinhle ezifunwa ngobaba nokulalela yena onguye wamlandayo ungalaleli kakhulu abantu bangaphandle uma ulalela yena kuzokwenza uthando lwakho luqine.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke ngithatha leli thuba ukuthi mbonge ubaba uSikhumbuzo Moyo ukhona ngale ke kwele South Africa incwadi kwezamasiko esintu mbonge ke lo mama ke uRejoice Mncube khona ngale ke eJohannesburg laye lingathino lakusasa zihlobo zami mbokele kakhulu.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga.
Oliver lisemoyeni ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uKeeps Dube lilali.
Siyabonga Keeps. Iqembu leZebra Revolution yilo elinqobe kumncintiswano wenguqu oqoqwe inhlanganiso yeFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ebunjwe ngumdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uFortune Fokoza Ncube oqhutshelwe elokitshini laseNtombane ngomgqibelo. Intathe lezindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uncube uthi usungule iFortune Fokoza Ncube Foundation ngoba izama ukuba ancede umphakathi weNtumbane njengomuntu ozalelwe wakhulela khona njalo waqala khona ukudlala ibhola. Uthi kuyamdanisa kakhulu ukubona inkundla akhula idlalela kuyo ingasasetshenziswa abasakhulayo sebetshonela ukuganga.
Intumbane iyaziwa nge-high drug abuse so ngizama ukuthi khona ngincedisane le-community yethu ukuthi sikhiphe abantwana labo esimweni esinjengasona leso lokugcina behambe emajele so yinto engizama ukuthi ngilungise.
amaqembu abafana baleminyaka elithumi lane aphatheke umncintiswano wokuqala uqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Kozancube Foundation ophiwe igama elithi Fortune for Kozancube Foundation Invitational Tournament ngabalisayo le-City Rovers ele-Zebra Revolution ele-Famza kanye le-Young Flying Stars. Kusigaba se-semifinal iqembu le-Zebra Revolution linqobe le-City Rovers nge-2-1 kuthe le-Young Flying Stars linqobe le-Famza nge-4-3 ngemva kokutshaywa kwembekwa. Kufinal iqembu le-Zebra Revolution okuliqembu lomdlali weqembu le-FC Platinum uMkhokheli Dube linqobe ele-Young Flying Stars okuliqembu lomdlali osewathatha umhlala phansi uColin Nyambiya nge-3-2. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province uMkhululi Mthunzi utshayele ihlombe abadlali asebathatha umhlala phansi abalenhlelo zokuthuthukisa umdlalo wenguqu endaweni abakhulela kuzo.
Bona ama-former players amaningi ebuya back ku-community abakhulisayo bezoplawa back. Ubiya did the same. I was also invited to Plumtree kule jaka kuthiwa ngulucky mkhosana laye wenza khonokho okufanayo. Namhla sibona ufokoza laye esenza the same thing. So we are seeing a trend ukuthi abafana they are coming back and trying to help abanawabo.
Inhlanganiso ye-Fortune for Kozancube Foundation iphe imvuzo kubadlali abaqhube kuhle ekupheleni komncintiswano. Njalo laba ngabagoqela uMasimba Khwatara weqembu le-Young Flying Stars, yena okhethwe ukuba yi-player of the tournament. Unozinti oncinte abanye nguPrince Nsingo, ohlohleka nenye nguWilliam Magasa. Umqeqeshi osebenze kuhle kakhulu nguBekithemba Biwi weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Umdlali obekhahlela ibhola ngendlela enathisa amanzi nguBlessing Ncube weqembu le-City Rovers. Ukuthi ohlohle igoli elimangalise izibukeli nguPrince Dube weqembu le-Zebra Revolution. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Ngimbonela ithikethi lakhe esandleni ongelalo ehlike isikwanga phambili akula sotsi kanti wena masalu wangikhangela ngelihle ngani uyangifanisa ngithi asibhadale nini imota yamakhiwa phela lami imota leyo kayiso yami hawu
untwana mcwenyana ngitsho kuwe kondakita akungimisele umthayeli ngifuna ukuyanzinceda khona fanele ngifile mntanami.
Okay, nga kulungeto kupela masalu, don't worry. Kanti uzasinceda wedwa njani. Baza uya baza kunceda, okay?
Ngitshenzi lencane, hawu.
Kanti vele wona omama babe siyangazi ngesikhathi zamaholiday befuna ukusiphuzisa nje. Asifuni ukufika ekhaya inkukhu sezivalelwe thina, hawu.
Hayi, 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 lingaba ngenza so. Anti lami kade ngizolungisisa ama-certificate abantu abami. Kanti ngiyakwazi ukuthi ama-certificate ayakhathaza kangaka kulezi nsuku. Selifuna ukuthi abantu abadala basikhotshe esikole abeni befunda. Kanti linjani?
Uhlaza Choko akula office evuliweyo ngalezi nsuku zeholiday. Ijuku phela yokuzotshayimela ibonus yethu. Unyawo yetankini driver ngiyatela amafutha mfana wami atshintsha amagiya ingabheka ngizakufakazela
bana mukuma bantu akunaka bana njati shini njatibais banzi yalaka badi kubama jaivi yalakiza
Rakanangana nemi bo kwa maranda naika. Nasa ndisukuda any standing passenger. Saka munhu wese ngagare pasi titange kufamba. Koimi mama makagogara pa passage nati ndisukuda standing passenger indaba.
Hai. Tajaila kedu. Yavya nechinomo changu atizvipfuno ndizvavanhurume. Vanhu kachi vanogara pasi.
Umculo kaMoyi uPaul Matavire ngesikhathi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe kanye lezi selizweni zilungiselela ilanga lekhisimusi kusasa. Siluqhubeka lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngisithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona apha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.